Okay, gentlemen, we've got one more question from the audience, and then we're going to go into your final 3 minutes closing statement. And this one, interestingly enough, there's a separate question for each of you. We're just going to try that and see how that works. Let's see, who goes first? Stephen, you were last, so now you're first. So I'm going to ask both questions, but you'll go first. Stephen, it's been noticed that your name had a question mark on the NRA mail-out. Can you let us know how you stand on Second Amendment rights? And then if you care to also comment on Jonathan's question, as he could comment on that one. Jonathan had asked, can you explain your B+ rather than A rating? And I assume that's again on NRA. So Stephen, you'll go first. There's a question specific to you, but then if you want to, yeah. Sort of working, John. Okay, go ahead. You need any more of that? You got it?
No, that's fine. And I tell you, in the past campaigns, I filled out all these questionnaires as much as I possibly could. And this campaign has been so incredible, making sure that I'm answering the questions of the future constituents and making sure that I'm skating around and to all the communities. The questionnaires went to the wayside. And as far as NRA, I'm 100% support. I have the logo on the back of my truck. I have been a member. I'm a card-carrying member. I think I'm paid up for the next 3 years, tell you the truth. I decline anything that they give me, like they try to send the bag and all the free stuff that comes with it. No. NRA is important. Second Amendment is incredibly important. I understand why we need to protect it and make sure that we support it here in Alaska. And that question mark should be an A rating had I filled it out.
Thanks, Dan. Let's see. So, for what it's worth, I believe our campaign is the NRA endorsed campaign in this race. So the B+, I think, sort of speaks back to what I was talking about earlier and trying to find moderation and avoid divisive issues. So I support the Second Amendment, like nearly all Alaskans. Grew up going to the rifle range with my dad when he's sighting his rifle. I had my little .22 shooting pop cans. The vote that accounts for a B+ rating was a bill that came through the legislature that, again, if you think about the Venn diagram and trying to put forward policy and legislation that's, you know, this is a good idea, this is going to help people, this is going to make Alaska a better place, that's, you know, one mode of approaching the political process. The other process is trying to find bills like, you know, the death penalty or abortion and pushing those issues that divide people. And so there's a bill this last cycle that would have nullified federal law and required Alaska law enforcement to arrest federal law enforcement if they attempted to enforce federal law, which is, of course, unconstitutional. States can't nullify federal law. And so I voted against this bill because I felt it was unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution, and it's ludicrous to ask Alaska state troopers to arrest federal marshals or the FBI if they're trying to enforce federal law, which is a scenario unlikely to ever happen. But it was a throwing a bomb from the back of the room kind of legislation, and I didn't think it was a good idea. But as far as the Second Amendment and as far as enforcing constitutional issues, I think that's hugely important, and I think that's why we got the NRA endorsement.